would do if I would share about my whole beginning. So what word am I going to say? Because you've heard a lot of it before. We've shared it a number of times. So what I did was I went to our webpage, and I went to About Us. And I don't know how many of you have gone to the webpage and in checking out New Hope in the beginning, maybe, and read what it said. Anyway, it had been a long time since I had done so, and I needed the reminder and to have a vision of that reinforced a little bit. So anyway, here are the things that I came up with, and I, like I said, it's my cheat sheet here because I couldn't remember all of it. And I hope I can share these things with the emotion that I feel, because as I read it over, I was saying, amen, 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 that's right. This is where our dream was. This is where our vision was. New Hope is a church where real people serve a real God in a real world. It's a place where positive attitudes are developed. Good people become better people. Hurts are healed. Lessons are learned. I think we can all agree to that. Friendships are developed. The weary and the restless and bewildered find peace. New Hope is a place where love is alive. People begin to comprehend who God really is and how much he loves us. It's a place where Jesus is the Lord of our lives. It's a place where you do not have to feel uneasy around religious people, where you can relax, be yourself the moment you come through the doors. New Hopers don't claim to be perfect or to have it all together. We're human just like you are. We're a church where you'll find a friendly atmosphere of love, acceptance, and forgiveness. We're not a building. We're simply a group of people who love God and we love other people. And our focus is on loving God and loving other people, and welcoming and demonstrating God's accepting love to all those that come through our doors. Our praise and worship services are prepared to inspire the people who come in to draw closer to God, to enrich their spiritual life, and to grow to love and trust God more and more every day. Y'all's message is biblically based, they're personal and positive. When New Hope was formed, we chose the model of healing hurts, building dreams. We exist to bring people to Jesus and that for them to become a part of Jesus' family. Just a little bit more here. We strive to develop the people who come through our doors to Christ-like maturity and equip them to minister in the church and in their community with the goal to being to magnify God in your relational world with the people that you comes into your world. In conclusion, many people have come through the doors of New Hope during the last 31 years. And in response to our New Hopers carrying out this vision that we had way back then and still do, many of these people's lives have been transformed. Del gave the example of Gil. And their hurts have been healed, the relationship with God restored, or a new relationship with God begun. Are you guys one of those that fit this bill? That's what I wanted to share, that we tried to follow those things since we've come. You don't always hit 100% perfection, but we keep working at it, and that is our dream. And we believe that we've had God's blessing with that. I think it's 31 years. I think we've kind of proved it to ourselves, to other people, to God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, thankful hearts for this resurrection Sunday morning. And Lord, it may be raining outside, but inside our hearts, this sunshine, because you didn't stay in the grave. You rose from the grave victorious. And Lord, your victory has transferred to our victory. We now can have victory over sin. We now can have victory over the power of sin, the discouragement of sin. You give us the victory. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we thank you for all you went through for us because you loved us so much. And the amazing thing is it brought you joy to do that because you loved us so much. You suffered all of that, but you had the joy of knowing that we would have victory because of what you did, because of you shedding your life's blood for us. Lord, I thank you so much for all that you went through and suffered. Help us all to be so thankful every day to keep it in our remembrance what you went through because you loved us so very, very much that you were willing to lay down your life. So that we could have life. And Lord, you did all this for us. And I would pray that you would help us to give our lives as a living sacrifice to you so that you can flow through us to others and help them, Lord, with the gospel message to have their lives transformed. Thank you for this service, Lord. We rejoice in Resurrection Sunday. Thank you. You did all of this for us. I pray that you'd bless this congregation. I pray you'd fill their hearts with joy, bursting over, overflowing with the joy Jesus is alive. Jesus lives in my heart. Jesus has given me eternal life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.